going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Please join me in welcoming President of the Seneca Nation, J. Conrad Seneca, to the mic.
No, Erica, I appreciate that. Now, Scannell, how's everybody doing today? Good? All right. What a beautiful day here in Irving on the Cattaraugus Territory. As I always say, the sun always shines in Irving. So, but I'd like to welcome everybody here, all of our people that are here, our guests here to our territory. Thanks for being here today. It's been a great morning here, spending with the governor, talking about the many issues here here at Seneca Nation, the Thomas Indian School, its history, and having the governor the opportunity to speak with some of the survivors and families here from the Thomas Indian School. You know, I always think about of a time when I came upon a place that had a sign that said sacred ground. And I think about that, and I believe that's what we're standing on today is sacred ground here on the Seneca Nation Cattaraugus Territory. Because of the history here, because of our people, the resilience of our Seneca Nation, of our people, and you know, everything that we stand for, our values, our traditions, our customs, our language, our ability to find our way through the many challenges that we face in life and to be still here today. It's a testament to our ancestors and to our people of today. And so many nyawis for everybody's efforts, all of our people here at the Seneca Nation. Today is also the commemoration of our Buffalo Creek Treaty, May 20th, 1842, 183 years ago, the treaty was signed. I just wanted to make sure I recognize that as well. So today is about the children and the families that had to endure the hardships and mistreatment that occurred here on this piece of land at this campus of the Thomas Indian School. And so, as we gather today, let's remember them. And I want to appreciate Travis Stafford for being here. Earlier, we had burned some tobacco to help those souls that may be out here that are wandering, to help them find their way, to make sure that we take care of them and remember them. So, Nyawe, Travis, for being here and doing that for us. Well, it gives me great honor and pleasure to be able to welcome the governor of the state of New York, Kathy Hochul. Welcome, Governor.
Thank you. Yahweh, thank you very much, Mr. President. Yes, indeed, the sun always shines in Irving. I'm from Hamburg. I can attest to that. We always came down here. We need a little sunshine. I want to acknowledge so many extraordinary leaders, people have become my friends, starting with our president, who we've had a number of conversations since he ascended to his position, as I've developed relationships with the prior presidents, but he came to Albany at my invitation, and we had a very powerful meeting, and you'll hear about why that led to 2 months later my visit here today. I also want to recognize First Lady Nicole Seneca, first daughter Olivia Mabee, our Seneca Nation counselors, I've become friends with many, our clerk, our executives, our elders, our survivors, our alumni and descendants, all who have a connection to the Thomas Indian School. Again, the past presidents, and Dr. Elizabeth Rule, who was the very first ever deputy secretary from my office to the First Nations. And she has been a great ambassador to help me understand more and deepen the relationship that always should have been there between the nations and our state. So today is a day to come back. It's a homecoming for me. This is an area I'm well familiar with. But we gather here on Seneca territory, a portion of the Seneca homeland that extends over 13 counties of Western New York. And we came together to formally recognize on behalf of the state of New York the atrocities that happened here at the Thomas School. And this is once known as the Thomas Asylum for Orphan and Destitute Indian Children. A name by itself conveys a harshness, a lack of compassion. It was founded in 1855 by missionaries to house orphan children. There are many diseases that ravaged through the communities, and some children were left without parents. But over its long, sordid history, over 2,500 students passed through the doors. And they came not just from the Seneca Nation, but from others throughout the state. But instead of being a haven for orphan children, it became a place of nightmares, a place some would call a torture chamber, a site of sanctioned ethnic cleansing is what was going here. Try to eradicate the long, proud story of the Senecas and other places this occurred from Canada and elsewhere in our country. Children were forcibly removed from their families, stripped of their names, their languages, and their traditions. Sometimes they were subjected to unimaginably horrific physical, emotional, and sexual assaults. These atrocities occurred for more than 100 years. They were known by the state of New York, 75 years of which it was owned by the state. And what has happened, there's been a long legacy of broken promises throughout the 19th and 20th centuries that continue today to affect the families, sometimes resulting in this generational trauma that I heard so clearly is so prevalent in the lives of the survivors, people themselves who are students in the school, those whose mothers or fathers were there, or their grandparents. And what I took note of most of all was from hearing these stories, it took courage to tell, by the way, opening up the wounds again that perhaps later in life might be just starting to heal. There's a lack of love. Children in that school were not feeling part of a family. They were so lonely. They didn't know they had a connection to others on the outside. No one hugged them. No one gave them kisses goodnight. So they, in turn, when they left and became parents themselves, were not conditioned in the nurturing ways of parents that you would expect. What I heard there was they knew there was love, but it was never visibly displayed. And sometimes it even carried on to the grandchildren. But I also heard today the voices of so many strong people who are resilient, ensuring that their grandchildren, their children, knew what love was all about, and they embraced them and talked about how their own grandchildren will not carry on this trauma that was there because of these horrible, horrible situations. And even our president, President Seneca, talked about what his family had to endure at the school. And he wrote about it in a very powerful way. I read it, every word of it. And it's on the walls inside here. You need to go back and read about it. You need to see the pictures of those little innocent children who never had anything resembling a normal childhood, again, stripped of their identity and their traditions. But the people have endured, and I admire that strength. It's inspiring to me. And holding on now to the traditions, the dance, the food, the clothing, all those will now be passed on forevermore because people stood up and said, no, we are reclaiming our identity. We've endured a lot. But again, we're going to be enduring for many, many, many generations to come. That's the way. So the story started emerging with cases up in Canada. They started coming here. And I cannot change the horrors of the past. I wish I could. I wish I could just wipe it all away. You deserve that. But first of all, by teaching our children today is a first step, making sure they understand what happened then. And that's one of the reasons why, in my budget, I'm insisting that we create new educational materials about the Indigenous nations, their histories, their cultures, their contributions. And I want that in our New York's K through 12 schools. So there's a deeper understanding of the people whose land we are on and what they have gone through. That is a first step forward. And in order to avoid repeating the sins of the past, we will acknowledge as a state the role we played. The path is not always easy moving forward, but it must include the collective movement to reclaim dignity and the ancestral legacy. It must include the telling of the truth about what happened at that school. And it must include repatriating those who were lost. And it must include a cultural revitalization and justice. And it must include the healing practices and spiritual ceremonies that were shunned for so long. I will play my role. That's why today, on behalf of the state of New York, I, Governor Kathy Hochul, apologize to the Seneca Nation of Indians and survivors and descendants from all nations who attended the Thomas Indian School. And I recognize, on behalf of the people of this state, the atrocities that were committed there and the enduring trauma that's been inflicted upon the Seneca and all Indigenous peoples across our state. And that is why I recommit to the truth, the justice, the reconciliation, accountability, and healing that must begin today and forward into the future. With that, I'll present a proclamation to President Seneca on behalf of the people of the state of New York, acknowledging everything I've just said, but I want this forever enshrined, visible to the rest of the state that this day occurred. And I will say, long overdue. I'm here 2 months after I was asked. Other governors should have preceded me. But here we are today, and I'm honored and privileged to be the governor of a state that has such a rich history because of the people who are here today and those who came before, for we indeed are on their lands. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. We really appreciate that, and your apology and your words today mean a great deal to us, and we look forward to a continued building our relationship together with you and working on the many issues that we face together. And Nyawe is the Nyawe to everybody here today. Thank you for attending. We appreciate you, and many thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.